At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
There's Amish Aqua Teen fans, like they'll pay me. I follow them around on the farm and I just recite my latest podcast to them while they're working. It pays pretty good. I mean,
in butter and, you know,
butter and chairs. But that's all I really need anyways. Matt gives me everything else besides butter and chairs.
That's so, right.
He gave me all this stuff. All this stuff was his.
It's on rental. I pay for all that. I pay for the move. I pay for the rent, the bills, everything. You know, I hired somebody to hire him for a job and his wife for a job. So
for this job, it's pretty straightforward. Just watch these things, these TVs, and if we see any rats, we have to stop them.
All right. Well, that sounds pretty easy. Oh, look, I found one. I did it.
Yeah, yeah. Yay! Yeah, that is one. Yeah, good job. But we're not going to take care of that one.
Oh, well, why not?
That's Peepaw Rat. Oh, now all he does is drink soda pops all day and night, and he's really actually harmless. So we don't mess with him.
Our guests this week. Oh, by the way, Lizzie is not with us. She has the flu. So leave a comment. Tell her you hope she feels better. Joining us this week, Ronnie Neely, who is the host of Dancing is Forbidden, which is the premier podcast about Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Growing up on Aqua Teen Hunger Force since the age of 10, Ronnie Neely proves you can't escape your past. Two decades later, he has voiced a character on the show, hosts the podcast Dancing is Forbidden, and co-hosts Meat Kingdom with Aqua Teen's co-creator Matt Malero. He also co-hosts a King of the Hill and he has music on Hush Hush Records and Phantom Hertz, and is developing an animated web series with Mr. Malero. And Matt is also joining us. I don't think he's in the room yet. I can see that he's there in the Zoom room, but we'll wait on him. Ronnie, welcome to the show, and thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, guys. I'm excited to be here. When Aqua Teen was coming out with some new episodes, a new movie, the guys would make the rounds on your podcast. And I want to say it was my obligation to listen to every single appearance that they were in for my podcast. And yours was always the best to listen to because you guys are fans of the show. And it showed in your interviews.
Well, thank you very much. That's nice of you to say. We don't just kiss Dave's ass so I can get work.
Because I'm not kissing his ass for one more second.
The first thing I ever did was Squidbillies, and that was so long ago. I think it was 2008 or 2009, and that feels like 100 years ago. And I only got it because the voice of the Bulldogs, the late, great Larry Munson, had passed away. And he was, of course, I think he played God on an early episode. And then Riley Martin he used to be on the Howard Stern show. You know who I'm talking about, right? Riley Martin. He played one of the horsemen. Larry Munson was the voice of the Georgia Bulldogs in Athens, Georgia. And he worked for the station I work for now. And he's famous for calling some great games. Sugar is falling from the sky. Hobnail boot, all that stuff. Well, he had gotten sick and he couldn't do the voice. So one day on an old radio show, Jim Fortier and Dave were in, because I always got them in to promote stuff. And I did the Munson impression, and then Dave said, "Who said that?" And then that's how I got all the work. But who cares? I've told that story before. We're talking about you. And it looks like Matt has joined us with a wig. Hi, Matt.
He got a haircut.
I got a haircut.
That's shorter than the last time I saw him.
Yeah, I heard we might be doing some trivia, and I just want you to know that all the answers are in this jacket.
Sweet.
Oh, jacket. Man.
We are doing trivia.
Yeah. So Tim asked me to write them. So I wrote all the questions that we'll be debating.
Yeah. And then Ronnie sent me the answers. So,
all right. Yeah. We should be good. It should be a great trivia. Yeah.
Well, I enjoy your podcast. I think you do an awesome job. And I like your stuff with Matt on Meat Kingdom. Do we want to talking about you, or do we want to talk about the project you're working on? We can go anywhere.
Let's talk about the project we're working on.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Toys Come to Life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a cowboy, a spaceman, a slinky dog, Mr. Potato Head.
Okay. Yeah. I'm listening.
Yeah. Does that sound good to you?
Do you do a Tom Hanks impersonation?
Yeah, because we can't afford him.
No, they just can't afford him. They just get his brother to do it.
Yeah, we just got his brother to do it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, John Hanks. He's just as good.
Do you remember Swayze's brother? They'd always have the brothers of famous people, siblings, if they'd be on these talk shows like Sally, Jesse, Raphael, and they're like, you can almost tell that he was a Swayze.
Yeah.
Almost a Swayze, yeah.
Once a Swayze, always a Swayze is what my mom always told me.
Yeah.
She was right.
She was right. She was definitely right.
But I do want to go back to the podcast, because Ronnie's podcast is what keeps that show alive right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's amazing. He like dissects it. He gets into it. It's like a 3-hour long thing. And it's really, I mean, I've done shows with him on the podcast where I don't even remember what he's talking about.
I'm making it up. That's why.
Yeah.
Well, I know that's true because I learned not to do this, but a couple of times I would text Dave with a question or Matt with a question about the show and neither of them remembered it. And so I'm like, go look it up online.
Yeah. Yeah, Tim, I found that as well, but I find that if you ask them like what their credit card number is or their social security number, they tend to remember that pretty well. So
and they give it up freely.
Yeah, nice. Just for next time, just so you know.
Yeah.
Well, go back to being a little kid. So you're obviously, what year did, it's not a trivia question, what year did Aqua Teen premiere? 2001?
Officially it was 2001, yeah.
All right, I'm 31 then. Jeff was in his 30s. Dustin, you're in your mid-20s, I'm assuming then?
Yeah, I was 26.
Okay. Ryan was like 9.
Yeah, how did you discover something on Adult Swim when you were 9 or 10 years old?
Yeah. Well, Tim, have you heard of that show Family Guy? You know about that show?
Absolutely, yes.
So Family Guy would be on Adult Swim at like 10 p.m. and my parents would put it on because, you know, we'd be watching Fox, like The Simpsons, King of the Hill, Family Guy. Well, then the news comes on. That's boring. So we flip over to Adult Swim and they watch Family Guy and then maybe they leave or whatever happens. But I'm still sitting there watching it. And then this weird show comes on with these talking fast food products. And instantly I knew. I'm like, this isn't like The Simpsons. This isn't like Family Guy. This is cool. This is underground. And it was unlike anything I'd ever seen, just with its crazy Dadaist humor. Like, I never could anticipate what would happen in an episode of Aqua Teen. So I just became hooked and tried to watch it whenever it would come on.
Right. I felt that way about Scooby-Doo when I was 10.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Your parents would put Family Guy on and you'd go away to watch Aqua Teen?
No. My mom would put on, what would she put on? General Hospital. My mom watched crappy primetime TV in the 80s. So I watched what she watched. And the only burst of stuff we really had back then really was Saturday Night Live until, you know, cable, and then you could watch Blue Lagoon at 3 a.m. if you set your alarm, which is what I did. But then you had cool parents.
I did. Yes. Yeah.
Obviously you weren't a 30-year-old stoner living with another 30-year-old stoner going, hey,
no. No, so. I was 10. I should say I'm only 14 now, so it wasn't that long ago, but
well, I think that's cool that you actually discovered it at a young age when it came out. I guess we talked about this with our guests last week, even though I'm still, you know, taking hot showers because I don't remember the full cast. But I was watching Fridays at 9. Jeff, we were all watching SNL on Saturday nights when we were little kids. So I guess that tracks if your parents would let you do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. No, they were cool with whatever was on Adult Swim. Now, they didn't like Aqua Teen. They didn't get it. But I know, Matt, I'm sorry. I hate to reveal that here. But to me, Aqua Teen was like the first thing ever that I could remember that I found myself that like nobody else liked. Like up until that point, when you're a kid, you're watching what your parents show you or what your friends or your cousins show you. But Aqua Teen was like the first thing that was mine. So I think that's why all these years later, I'm still so attached to it.
Did you get your friends hooked on it? Did you talk about it at school and go, you guys gotta check this out?
There was a kid at school in fifth grade, I remember, who knew it as well. So I remember talking about it with him. But otherwise, I think it was a little too subversive for most people at that point. I mean, as I got older, more people got into it. But at that point, I was out of my foundational young years, you know.
But 24 years of making episodes, you know, with some gaps in between seasons, though, Matt, that's got to be pretty cool that, you know, you were able to, you know, get a 10-year-old. I can't say it.
Well, I'm 14 now, so it's okay.
Hey, you could be tried as an adult in Washington, D.C. as of today. But don't you think that's cool? Like, younger people were discovering the show as well.
Yeah.
As-
oh, yeah, totally. It's like, you know what? It's like Adult Swim had more people under the demographic watching our stuff than the demographic. So, yeah. And I think I was in fifth grade, too, when I created it.
Yeah, he was the kid I was talking to about.
Yeah. Yeah, there was just like this. You remember when the meteor came down and there was like the disruption?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ugly.
Right. Thanks for having me on.
Bye, guys.
Jeff and Dustin, I'm blathering on, so go ahead.
I have a question for you, Tim.
Sure.
I've been seeing you training on Instagram. What are you joining, like the army or something? What's going on? Are you going to be my bodyguard?
Well, I'm 54, and in my house is a 4-year-old, and he gets increasingly heavy every single day. And I thought, well, you know, I'm going to try to live to be 70, maybe, and I want to be able to
beat him up.
Yeah, that. Well, no, he can already beat me up. Yeah, I wanted to get back in and rebuild some strength, and I really went at it hard for a while. And I ended up tearing my, getting a snap tear in my shoulder, and then I got over here. So I have to do things that you don't put any pressure on them. So I can do certain things if I'm immobilized when I'm using the weights. But it's just a general desire to get back into shape physically and to build some strength. I still smoke and eat like shit. So,
well, hey, that's better than nothing.
Those things have to go. But the trainer that I have is this guy I've known, I think, 15, 16 years now. His name is Goran Lozo. He and his wife were from Yugoslavia, you know, what happened over there. And then they came to the United States and they've done really well. He's a trainer, but he was an international karate champion and he worked for the Serbian. He worked for the security services and he was military over there. So he has interesting stories.
Yeah.
He has a great voice and he used to be super aggressive when he was my trainer years ago. Tim, don't be a pussy. Man.
But he's not like that anymore, which I didn't care either way. But he's more receptive to understanding things and has a different approach. So, but yeah, I mean, there you go.
Well, his background reminds me of Matt's background as like a karate champion.
Yeah.
I'm also a thumb war champion.
Yeah,
nice. I've been training a lot. Do you see? Look at that.
Yes.
No, it's insane. I don't want to show up, but the other one's bigger. So.
Mark, you don't have asymmetrical thumbs? That's sad.
No,
you
I don't
have asymmetrical. They're not symmetrical. I always get those things confused.
Yeah, I have another thumb on this hand, which is weird. So
yeah,
I'm not sure how that happened.
Yeah, he had surgery to make one thumb longer than the other. That's by design. It wasn't by
accident. Yeah, and on purpose. And it was a lot of money.
I paid for most of it.
You did?
Yeah.
Because Ronnie gave me his credit card number.
I'm such a fan of his stuff. I'm like, I'll pay for your thumb enlargement surgery. I mean, if you'll hang out with me a little bit.
And he knew about that place because he listens to the radio station I work for, which targets everybody over 50.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. One day we'll go there.
So, if you're ever in Atlanta, you're welcome to come by here and we'll do an interview on my other show.
Oh, cool. Could I sleep like under the desk because I have nowhere else to stay there, or is that not allowed?
You can stay at my house.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I would prefer that if you can handle dogs and a child.
Can we all stay at your house? Like everybody?
We should be doing this from your house right now, I think. Why don't we just cancel this and set that up?
All right.
But Tim doesn't have a good place to cook meat, though.
No.
Oh, no.
Well, never mind.
Oh, that's not going to work out.
Well, bye, guys. This was fun.
Yeah. See you later.
My wife and I took our son to the same campground where Matt records all that. And we were there the same night. But
same.
And I was like, I want to go there. I want to take Gil with me. And then I'm thinking, you know, this is my thought process. I'm going to go. I'm going to take Gil and he's going to love it. And we're going to da-da-da. But he probably wouldn't have and he would have wanted to go back. But I said, it's the first time I ever took him camping. So I thought, I'm going to stick around.
Aww.
But in the back of my head, I'm like, I want to go there.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't interrupt. We were talking to Johnny Depp that day, so that would have been a big.
Well, I'm glad I missed that. I he and I don't have a, we haven't had a good relationship since, when was it? It was the, Blow.
Since Blow. Yeah, that's what he was saying. We mostly, he mostly was talking about you. I'm like, he's right over there, Johnny Depp. I could see him in the background.
Yeah.
keep it down.
Well, I don't want him coming over here.
Frankly. Jeff, Dustin?
Yeah, you already answered a bunch of my questions in the initial talk, but where are you at in the podcast now? Have you covered everything that's been released?
Oh, no. See, Adult Swim wants to actually make more episodes, but I keep telling them no, because I already have so many more I have to talk about. I'm like, this is not a good idea. No, I just started season 6, so my last episode was covering Shake Like Me, which is a very non-controversial episode of Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
You have
That's
to
a
have
great one.
Yeah, I know, but you got to have the DVDs to watch it now, I believe.
Yeah.
Get back up sneakily.
Yeah, it got yanked pretty fast off of HBO Max.
It's guaranteed not to offend the black people.
No, unacceptable.
It did, but it explores a lot of themes. No, it doesn't. It's just a very funny episode.
there's a lot of like good-hearted. There's a lot of like, you know, there's a message there, which is don't fuck with construction people.
Right. Yeah. They're doing a job, and that job is serious.
Yeah. And you can't do that job. Let them do it.
Right. Don't distract them. I mean, it's as simple as that. And the construction population thanks you and Dave, Matt. They're very thankful for that episode. And that's why it got pulled.
Yes.
Yeah.
My favorite line in that entire episode is when Shake says to Frylock, "You're black."
I think I wrote that line. I think I wrote it down, and he said it, and we reported it and went in the show.
Wait, you worked on that show?
No, I didn't. That's the thing. Is like, you know, I had an idea for a talking food show, but I pitched it, and they said, "Nah, we're not going to do that one." So then I pitched Brendan Small a heavy metal show, and they said, "Yeah, not interested." Mm. So it's been rough. It's been a rough 25 years for me trying to like, get something to stick.
What's going on with that show that you pitched where there was a samurai named Jack? Did that do well? Or that?
No, that was that. You know what? That guy, one time when we first put out the first like 6 episodes of Aqua Teen, Lazo, him about Aqua Teen. He's like, "What do you think of Aqua Teen?" And he said, "Well, it's no Celebration in animation." And then I remember going to Warner Brothers to see the Samurai Jack movie or something, and it was like, this is so boring to me. And it probably was a beautiful thing. I remember it being like amazingly animated, but it wasn't funny.
Well, I think you get Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Yeah.
Aqua Teen comes out.
Yeah.
And then the success of both of those just leads to a ton of funny shit that Adult Swim just put out continuously for years. Mm-hmm. Not everything being, you know, a hit or anything, but there was a lot of funny stuff.
Yeah.
Would you do a podcast about another show when you finish Aqua Teen? Adult Swim show?
I'm doing one about King of the Hill as well right now.
Because Roddy likes King of the Hill better than Aqua Teen. He thinks it's better.
Matt told me he worked on King of the Hill, and he lied to me, and I'm still not over it yet. But no, I think, you know, 2 podcasts about TV shows is enough. Even though I'm doing all these TV show podcasts, I don't watch a lot of TV. I'm more of a music nerd. So if I were to do another one, it'd probably be about music, or it'd be about Matt. I'm not sure which.
Are you liking the revival season?
Yeah. I listened to your guys' episode about it. I know you guys were kind of early in it. For my podcast, I had to like shotgun the whole season in 2 days so we could talk about it right away on the podcast. But I thought the first 1 or 2 episodes were a little shaky, but after that, I thought it was really great. I really enjoyed it.
They settled into a groove, and it felt like old King of the Hill.
Yes.
It did take a couple episodes, yeah.
Yeah.
I took a meeting a long time ago at Fox when I was just starting to like get the Hollywood rounds. I remember sitting there with this executive. He popped in his VHS and showed me this pencil test. It was like these two characters just talking. He's like, "This is our new show we're developing called King of the Hill." I was like, "Yeah, good luck with that." I made Space Ghost.
What if that Hank character was a superhero and he was doing a talk show? Have you guys considered that?
And he didn't understand humans, and he had villains, and They were like, yeah, we're not doing that.
Mm. Well, they're lost.
Zorak.
Dang it, Zorak.
Dang it,
Zor.
Let's see. You're 31 or 30 now?
32. It's just my birthday a couple days ago. I'm still waiting for everyone's present in the mail. Oh, I never got anything from you guys.
Just so you know, you share the same birthday with Dave Mustaine.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And we reference Megadeth all the time.
Yeah. I should reach out to him. Say, hey, we're both September 13 guys.
Yeah.
you want to hang out, Dave Mustaine? You want to teach me guitar?
Yeah.
He'll keep calling you. You just don't call him. He'll just keep calling you back.
Yep. Hey, man. How old are you today, Jeff? 55 or are you 56 now?
Six.
Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Jeff.
Happy birthday.
Boy, the double nickel went by you in a hurry, didn't it?
Yep.
That'll be me this fall. But my question is, so at 10 years old, you discover Aqua Teen Hunger Force. What other shows from the past have you discovered that you like, if any, from like the Gen X era especially, or the, you know, late boomer era? You didn't grow up with Nickelodeon showing you Leave It to Beaver all the time, or if you grew up around here, or you had what used to be called WTBS, you know, you had Andy Griffith, Beverly Hillbillies, all that crap, which I still love. It's not crap, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I've seen all those shows, but I can't say I really watched a whole lot of them. In fact, it was, you know, when Aqua Teen came out, all the other shows were really just repurposing like Hanna-Barbera things. And for some reason, I just didn't respond to that. I could identify like, oh, this is like older animation. And I just wasn't into it, which is what made Aqua Teen stand out to me as like all original characters and everything like that. But no, I like a lot of older stuff. Like probably the oldest show I'm a big fan of would be Twilight Zone. I've watched through that original run. It's amazing, obviously. Otherwise, I don't think I watch a whole lot of TV that's before like the 2000s, honestly.
You'll be all right if you don't do that.
You know, it's funny that you say WTBS, because my first job in Atlanta was working at WTBS. It was a superstation. It was like one building with a parking lot. And
what time does McClintock come on?
Yeah, exactly. My job was, I answered viewer mail. And then at night, I worked at the theater over here in Midtown when I made double the money. But that's where I met Lazo and Keith Crawford, and that's where it all kind of started to congeal and eventually became Space Ghost. And then we gave birth to Ronnie.
Yeah.
Right.
Nice.
I crawled out of the TV like that thing from The Ring.
Yeah. No, not The Ring, Videodrome.
Oh, yeah. Videodrome. Yeah.
Which is a way better movie.
James Woods, right?
Videodrome, you go into the TV, not out.
Right. Yeah, both. I mean, it doesn't matter, Jeff. It's like, it's a TV.
And then you pull that gun out of your stomach and point it into the TV.
Yeah, you have to. And then you get Blondie to sing you a song.
Yeah.
That was my favorite part of my life, when Blondie sang to me. That was awesome.
What song did she sing? Tide Is High?
Yeah.
I don't think she sang.
She did to me. She sang Dreaming, and it ruled. It was awesome.
Well, speaking of singing, I see you got a keyboard over there. What's that all about?
No, you can't hear it. I don't know. I twinkle on it. I tankle on it. Can I? I don't know why that didn't work. I tickle the ivories a little bit once in a while, once in a blue moon. I'm more of a guitar player than a keyboard player. But
you're a multi-instrumentalist.
Yeah, because I don't have any friends that play music, so I had to learn how to do everything myself.
You're a one-man band.
Yeah, thank God for four-track recorders.
Yeah, well, on the computer, I can use all 99, and it sounds horrible.
Jeff, I see your background, Jeff. It's like, is that your studio, your home studio?
Yeah, can you record me there?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Yeah, cool. Just put the dishes out of the sink. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, I don't record in the kitchen anymore.
I have lovely notes.
Just so you know, the reason why I look red is because I have a fire going.
Nice.
Because it's so cold. So cold here.
Dustin, is your background real, or are you still using the background from our guest from 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, I'm still using Jeff Hayes' background. This is Jeff Hayes' office, the audiobook narrator for Dungeon Crawler Carl.
I listened to some of that episode, and I didn't know about that whole genre at all, like all of the RPG stuff you guys were talking about. It sounds very exciting.
Lit RPG?
Yes, yeah, it sounds very interactive.
The funny thing about that is Dustin talked about it for, I think, 2 months before any of us dove in, unless Jeff did it earlier, but I just had no idea what he was talking about. And then I downloaded the first book, and I was hooked, and I had to go through all of them, all seven.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Matt's teaching me how to read, so once we get that figured out, I can jump into those.
Yeah, we're getting there. Yeah, it's working out. What?
Is that part, that's the educational part of Meat Kingdom, is that you teach Ronnie how to read.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, before he comes on and I record him, we have a session and teach him new words so he can use them on Meat Kingdom, like hello.
that was a cool
nice,
one.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So,
that was helpful.
Yeah.
And then I used to grunt at the guests and it really embarrassed Matt. So we had to figure out how I can get better.
Yeah.
Dana liked that, though. Dana probably responded to the grunting
more.
Talking. I think there's a whole bunch of it that I never showed that I should never show.
Yeah.
I have this image of Matt cooking on a grill and then this dirty little kid just grunting next to him.
But see, you know, it was Dana who taught me how to grunt. So that kind of came back to bite Matt. So Matt's mad at Dana because of that. This is true.
You're very eloquent for a feral child.
Yeah, I'm a quick learner.
Yeah.
You were, in fact, were found by Matt.
In the woods.
In the woods at Red Top Mountain in Georgia.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, but he makes me live in Minnesota because he doesn't want to be that near me or that close to me. But, I mean, it's a pretty... He gave me all this stuff. All this stuff was his. It's
on rental.
Yeah,
I pay for all that. I pay for the move. I pay for the rent, the bills, everything. You know, I hired somebody to hire him for a job and his wife for a job. So
he bought me a wife.
It's
too.
An enormous expense for me.
Yeah.
But it's worth it.
Yeah.
Minnesota are you?
I'm in Rochester, the home of the Mayo Clinic. Yeah. I needed a lot of medical care living out in the woods for 20 something years after my parents kicked me out for watching Aqua Teen too much.
I hope you got on a good vaccine schedule.
Oh God. I don't know. He was going to be here.
Well, I'm everywhere in case. And if you want raw milk, get a cow.
Yeah, just suck it straight from the udder.
It doesn't matter if it's a cow or a bull. Both of them make milk.
And goats. What else makes milk?
Dogs. Oh wait, I'm drifting into Dusty's territory. I'm not.
My God, I drank goat milk when I was 14. I was in the Middle East for 3 months. And hanging out at this apartment, and I got to know this guy who was cool. And he's like, come meet my family. So we walk up the street, like literally like three blocks, and it's the Bedouin tent. And his whole family's in this tent. And he's like, you want some milk? I'm like, in my head, I'm like, no, but I said, yes. So it's like, it's in a goat skin something, and it was hot and it wasn't bad. It was goat milk. That's my story when I was 14.
Yeah. Were you there for? Were you in Iraq?
No, I was in Amman, Jordan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said Iraq. I really brought the room down. I'm sorry.
Well, it was one of his major karate tournaments that he was.
Ah, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. That's because I was
world
training.
Karate.
It's training.
Thumb karate.
Thumb roddy.
Yeah, thumb roddy. Oh, look at Tim's a natural. That's because he's been working out a lot.
Well, that and I've been training with Matt.
Oh.
Yeah, we have been.
We haven't talked about it much, but when we had lunch a couple weeks
ago. It's kind of a secret.
He showed me some tricks, and I've been practicing every day. And
Jeff, what do you do in that studio? What is going on behind you?
It's a artificial intelligence Zoom background.
Because it was impressive until just now.
Yeah.
I thought you were recording Beyonce in there or something.
He does erotic Amish audiobooks.
Oh, that's you? I didn't know that was the same Jeff. I thought it was just a similarity in name and voice.
It's a very, very popular subgenre of Amish romance novels, but these are erotic. And, you know, there's
they're not allowed to use technology, though, so I just have to whisper it to them in their ear.
Yeah.
Well, you've only got two subscribers on your YouTube page because none of them can subscribe.
Not the best demographic, but
they're not allowed to use the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, so they just go to Jeff's house and he recites it to them.
It's a one-man play reciting each one.
So like the phrase, raise a barn means something else?
Yeah.
And there's pages and pages of how long it takes them to undo the clasps because they don't... it's like Victor Hugo wrote it because, you know, he could read a Victor Hugo book and it's like a chapter and a half of The Sidewalk.
Well, you know, there's Amish Aqua Teen fans. Like, they'll pay me. I follow them around on the farm and I just recite my latest podcast to them while they're working. It pays pretty good. I mean,
in butter and, you know,
butter and chairs. But that's all I really need anyways. Matt gives me everything else besides butter and chairs.
That's right.
Two frat aliens again, please.
One of my favorite episodes.
Yeah.
And by the way, we didn't prepare a lot of questions because, you know, this is the way the show's going this
week. There's not a lot to ask me. I don't really know what.
Well, speaking of asking, let's go ahead and just roll right into the trivia.
You want to do the trivia? You're ready? Right, Dustin's ready.
Wait, I have to put on my brain jacket. You got to see the inside of this jacket is insane.
That jacket has superpowers or magic.
It does. That's why I'm putting it on, because otherwise I would lose and I'm still going to lose.
Do you have any more of those in a pile anywhere? Just kidding.
You know, the guy who makes these just sent them to us. It's on, I can't remember the name of the website. When I find it, I'll send it to you. You can share it. He sells all kinds of Aqua Teen stuff.
Nice. Does Turn make any money?
Oh, no. This is totally third-party ripoff.
Even better.
Oh, just like the meat wad lamp.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Carl.
Oh.
Yeah, Matt voices him, right? You do, Carl?
I do.
Do it now.
What? Hey, Carl.
Yes. It's Carl.
Okay, so a completely straight question before we get into the trivia. Matt, have you done any voices?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Oh, yes, I have. Yes. I've done, I do Cybernetic Ghost. I did Genie, which I recently discovered.
I love that one.
The Homeless Man.
Homeless Man. And that's it. But the recurring ones,
Markula.
Yeah. So recurring is Markula, Ur, and Cyber Ghost.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Carl.
And I've won a lot of awards. The trophies are over there.
Well, they're from me and my podcast. They're for
I get them
Aqua Teen Voice Excellency, and I give it to them every week.
What episodes are you in, or what episode are you in, Ronnie? It's from the season 11, right?
Yeah, the new one that you were in as well. I believe season 12 is what most viewers will know it as, I think, right? That's what's on HBO.
Yeah.
I was in I think it's the fourth one, Get Lit Upon a Sit Upon. I think that's episode 4. Yeah. And Tim, you were in it too, but I have to inform you that, you know, doing voices on Aqua Teen is like golf. The lower the amount, the lower the screen time you do, the better. So I'm actually... doing better than you.
Good. Well, I owe mine to Matt, because I've known Dave longer than I've known Matt, and I love this story. Can you tell it again real quick before we do the trivia, Matt?
Yeah, we're writing the script, the twos or tees or whatever, and it was like a bunch of sound alikes. Sean Connery, Stallone just walking. And Dave was like, who can we get to do this or this or this? And I said, don't you know that guy, Tim Andrews? He did voices for Squids, and he's on the radio doing voices. And like a week later, it's like, who can we get to do this? It's like, what about your friend Tim Andrews that worked on the thing? And and then like a week later, he's like, what if we get Tim Andrews?
I'm like, I have an idea, Matt.
That's a good idea, Dave. Why don't we get him?
Well, at least he had a good idea. Thank you. Yeah. And I love telling people about it. And Ronnie, I'm sure you're the same way, because you're such a fan of the show. And I mean this, I'm not goofing around. Is that, you know, I don't have a huge resume or a reel of work that I've done. But the fact that I got to do an episode of Aqua Teen is pretty much makes me happy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't tell people about it. I get too shy, but I believe you.
My second favorite story from that episode is I told everyone in my family, and I have an uncle. It's my dad's brother, lives in Pennsylvania, and he called me the day after that aired. And I just love it because I love my uncle. He's a great guy. But he called me and goes, So were you the one taking the coffee grounds out of the other one's asshole? Yeah, that's me.
Yes, sir. Guilty as charged.
Radio Labyrinth is brought to you this week and every week by our wonderful sponsors, the Punchline Comedy Club in Atlanta, Georgia. Coming up at the Punchline on the 21st of September, you have Brad Upton. The 26th through the 28th, you have Eddie Ift. October 2nd through 4th, Shane Smith. On October 5th, Anna Prizzi. On October 9th, Des Bishop. And rounding it up, October 10th through the 11th, Liz Mila. For tickets and information, go to punchline.com. And while you're there, enjoy a delicious meal at the Landmark Diner. All right. We thought it would be funny because I've asked questions. We've all asked Matt questions about episodes of the show and Dave as well. And they don't seem to know the answers. But wouldn't it be fun if the creator was challenged by the podcast Aqua Teen Aficionado in a trivia contest? So, all right, we have 10 questions. This is Super Aqua Teen trivia questions. And since I don't do any of the character, I can't do impressions of anybody on the show, I will not do them in those voices, nor will I do them as RF Kennedy or RFK. Matt, do you have a voice you like that I do? I'll do it in that voice.
My gosh, I like all the voices you do.
Not doing the shit voice. I can't.
Do Michael Caine.
In Super Trivia, what does Carl insist the answer to every trivia question is?
Matt.
I don't know. Chicken wings.
No.
No. Ronnie.
What does Carl insist? Well, I don't know that Carl insists anything. He just eats. He eats wings the whole time. Meatwad thinks it's the Backstreet Boys.
Yes.
But it's a musician.
Crocus. Jesus Priest.
And he says it multiple times in the episode.
That's an old show. That's too old. That goes too far back.
We figured since it was trivia, though, we'd start with the super trivia question.
Yeah. And Wayne the Brain, by the way, was Seth MacFarlane.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
And Ned Hastings was Ned Hastings.
Yeah. So the answer is, we don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. What is it?
Danzig.
Danzig.
Oh, my God, Danzig.
I don't know that that's in the episode. I don't have to challenge that question. That's an AI question?
That's one of the ones that wasn't AI, I think.
I challenge that.
Was that before we did the Danzig episode?
No, that was after. That was after. The Danzig episode was season one. That's a super trivia season two. I don't think that they talk about Danzig in that episode. I hate to tell you guys.
Well,
all right. Shut it down.
We'll pull the DVDs out after the show.
I'll pull up the transcript. Get to the bottom of this. You're like, wow, this guy's fun. He's making this a lot of fun.
All right.
All right. Next one.
This is question number two. In what episode did Danzig appear as himself?
Nope.
Devin.
Ronnie.
Season one, episode 18, Cybernetic Ghost from Christmas Past. I think that's the full title.
Close enough.
Yeah, that's a point.
Of Christmas Past from Beyond the Future.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thousands of years ago. Can we get that?
Thousands of years ago.
There we go. Question number three. In Sirens, featuring former Major League Baseball player John Kruk, who voices Chrysanthemum?
Christina Applegate.
Nico Case.
Close, Matt, but no, it was Nico Cade.
No, I know what it was. Christina Nico Applecase.
That's her real name. That's her full legal name. I'm just using the stage name.
Won that one.
He also sings with Meatwad on the Christmas album.
Mm-hmm.
Boogies. Question number four. What kind of car is Too Wicked?
Matt.
It's a Dodge Stealth. Yep. It's actually my car. We actually took a real picture of my car, and then Bob Pettit painted it up. And then when I donated that car to the Kidney Foundation, we wrote Kidney Car.
Which is my favorite episode.
That's awesome. I didn't know that was.
Yeah, that's awesome. I had no idea that was.
Yeah, I bought it used. It was. It had tons of problems, and I drove it forever. And then, it just made sense. And Too Wicked comes from a lynch mob, Wicked Sensation. That song.
That's a good song.
Yeah.
All right. We are at three for Ronnie and two for Matt. Question number five. In the episode Robots Everywhere, Which two Saturday Night Live veterans are the guest voice actors playing robot family parents?
Ooh, that's a tie.
That was close.
That was a tie. Yeah. So okay, we have to say at the same time.
Yeah, it's two, so each of you pick one.
Okay, I'll say Fred Armisen.
Yeah, and I'm trying to remember her name. Jane Curtin.
Kristen Schaal, right?
That's from 1929.
Yeah, Rachel Dratch.
Oh, Rachel Dratch, yeah.
Oh, God.
Ronnie, you get a half a point.
Yes! A halfer.
So we call it the halfer. It's
all
three.
All right, hell yeah.
To two. All right, question number six. What year was Aqua Teen Hunger Force : movie film for theaters released?
Matt.
2007.
Yeah.
Yep.
Correct. Ooh, you're only a half a point ahead. All right. In the episode Bible Fruit, season 5, episode 10, which three guest voice stars played fruit characters that tried to convert the Aqua Teens?
David Cross, John Benjamin, and
I know it. That one's Kristen Schaal.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So I get two-thirds
of a point. And I get one-third.
He gets one-third of a point.
Together, Matt and I know all the answers. So
Matt has- and by the way, we also had those same characters in a show called, what was it called? Soul Quest Overdrive. Yeah. Ever seen that, Tim?
Seen what?
Jeff? Soul Quest Overdrive?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, it's David Cross, Schaal, and Benjamin.
Where can I see it? Will you send it to me? A link?
Yeah, if I can find it, I will.
I think it's on Adult Swim's site. I want to say it is.
Well, I don't know how to add fractions anymore. So what's one third plus one half?
Nobody knows. That's the problem. Knows.
All that matters is that I'm winning because I created the show. So
neck and neck, because right now we're at 3 2/5 for Ronnie and 3 2/3 for Matt. So
oh wow, ooh, we're close.
We are now. We're question number 7. It's getting very tense. Which guest lended his voice to? In the episode Der Inflatable, we're going to have to do? You have to beep that or YouTube will get mad. In the episode Der Inflatable Führer.
Remember that show, but I don't know. Johnny, you know?
I know what he looks like. I'm trying to think of his name. Oh, gosh.
It may or may not have played a hitman on HBO.
I'm not going to remember his name. I know who it is. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, we don't know. Dolomite?
Yes. You are correct.
Rudy Ray Moore? Rudy Ray Moore.
-1/5 for that. No. Bill Hader,
that's it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, three more questions. It's neck and neck. Which Sopranos cast member voices Dante, Terry's assistant, in Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
Ronnie.
Vincent Pastore. Is that not it?
He's in that episode also.
Matt?
Wait, no, I never saw The Sopranos. So I'm sorry to say that, but yeah, I never did. Yep, I know.
Yeah, me neither, Matt. Me neither. Don't worry about it.
Blue Bloods. Did you guys watch Blue Bloods? That was his bigger hit.
Danny Bonaducci.
No, Steve Sciarippa.
You ever have Danny Bonaducci on Aqua Teen Hunger Force? Because I would.
No, but we had him on Space Ghost.
Did he like it? Did he get it?
No.
Yeah. Perfect. In Supercomputer, what brand of operating system Parody does Frylock install on his computer?
Ronnie, you should know that. Like, Ronnie was the one who told me what to write the script.
I did. I can't believe you listened to me. I was so young and you still wrote it down. Yeah. But I can't remember.
It's not Windows. What is it? Remember, Ronnie, it's not Windows. What is it?
I don't know.
We don't know.
Nobody knows.
That's so obscure.
10-2 Linux.
Yes. Ronnie has 3 2/5. And Matt has 3 2/3. So this will determine the winner.
Oh, my God.
What? Okay, this is the official last question.
Okay, the last one.
What Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell cast member played Carl's mom, Dolores?
I know it was MC Chris played his mom, right?
I don't think so.
In the hospice episode?
I haven't seen that. I haven't seen YPS.
I know that MC Chris plays his mom in the hospice episode. Otherwise, I would guess Dana Snyder, because... He's in YPF as well?
Eddie Pepitone.
Oh.
Well, let's give a round of applause to Ronnie, who pulled out the win at 3 2/5.
It was three. A fraction of a point.
Is 2/5 more than 2/3? No. 2/3 is I don't know, but Ronnie won.
Yeah.
Hey, just by a fraction.
Yeah, the money just landed in my account, Ronnie. So here you go.
All right. You forward that to me.
Ronnie, I'm going to mail this monster truck in a Ziploc bag.
Oh, perfect to swallow and choke on.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yes.
I think its name is Orange Monster Truck.
Well, it's the Ronster Truck now.
The Ronster.
There you go. I'm going to go crazy with that thing.
Well, what are we going to do now? We've asked all of our questions. We played trivia. Ronnie kicked some ass.
Ronnie, tell everybody where they can find all your stuff.
Oh, you could find my Aqua Teen podcast, Dancing is Forbidden, at dancingisforbidden.com. You could find my King of the Hill podcast, Yep, at yeppodcast.com. And you could find the YouTube show I do with Matt called Meat Kingdom at meatkingdom.net.
.net. Ooh, you went fancy.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Underground. Yeah.
Can you talk about that other thing that you wanted to talk about, or no?
Yeah, Matt and I are working on a cartoon, digital entertainment in its finest.
Yes.
You know, we don't have a name for it yet, I don't suppose, because, you know, we're working on it for the right reasons, to entertain the masses, okay? We're not concerned about names or copyrights.
Or money.
Or money. Well, I'm a little concerned about that. Matt said he's going to pay me to do it, so I'm waiting for that. But
he's going to pay you an Amish butter. That's what he's going to pay you.
Right. Well, I told him I wanted a monster truck, but now I'm already getting one. So I don't know that I really need two of them. I don't want to be greedy.
I have an idea for an animated show about the director of the Health and Human Services who goes and helps people eat healthy and get vaccinated properly.
Oh, my God. Well, I guess we're scrapping our show, Matt. We have to work on that with RFK.
The whole show is about RF doing that, so.
Yeah.
You're eating a bar. Look, if you're going to cook French fries instead of using hydrogenated seed oils, I suggest you use beef tallow.
Ronnie, I hope that's not offending you. We can cut it out if it does.
No,
if you need somebody to do some celebrity voices.
No, don't worry about it, Tim. That's actually titillating me. I like it. So just keep doing that.
Who would that be? Who do we get if we need a sound alike?
Do you know anybody, Tim?
No, I can't get anybody. Sean Hannity, he'll do it. I do, Ronnie. Most of my impersonations are people that are way out of the demo or dead.
No. Oh. Well, that way you can't get sued. So that's very smart.
I started working on a new voice recently, and I think it's really going to resonate with people. It's Herbert Hoover.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to take, because people haven't heard him in almost 100 years. So I think.
Yeah, it's been a while. But they'll remember as soon as you do it.
Oh, yeah. That's what he sounded like.
Just brings it all back.
Yeah. I remember the Depression so well.
I forgot about all that stuff.
Before we talk about our hit show on YouTube, I want to go back to Meat Kingdom really fast. We have Gary Anthony Williams coming on.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I've worked with Gary on 2 Fox pilots, and I auditioned him for Yenor, and now he's going to come on Meat Kingdom and spread his magic.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He's Uncle Ruckus on the Boondocks for anyone who's watched that show.
He's hilarious.
Crazy, crazy character. Insane character.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah.
And when I texted him, I'm like, hey, what are you doing? Can you come over and do the show, Meat Kingdom? And he wrote back right away. He's like, fuck yeah.
I've been waiting for you to ask me that.
Yeah.
Now, you also said, and I might have heard this on Ronnie's podcast, that Celine Dion is going to be on Meat Kingdom soon.
Yeah, she is. But only part of her, like this is like a piece of hers coming over.
Yeah, we couldn't afford the whole thing, so we got just a little, whatever we could afford.
Yeah,
not the rump roast. You're getting the loins,
right?
Yeah,
we said we'll take the cheapest cut of Celine Dion you can give us.
Yeah.
Now you've never been here to experience the delicious food, have you, Ronnie?
No, I've never been to Atlanta. No.
You got to fly him down, Matt.
He won't.
Or get him a bus ticket. Would you take to Atlanta?
Sure.
How about a horse and buggy? Would you take that?
Oh, yeah. I would just ride the horse. I'd figure it out on the go.
You know, we have a huge travel budget for Meat Kingdom, but I'm saving it for not for Ronnie, but I mean for Ronnie it later. Yeah. But for somebody else that's gonna make a difference.
Yes. Yeah.
Idris Elba.
Idris.
Yeah.
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 He'll be good.
Or, you know, who played Maude? Remember Maude?
Tim can do her husband.
That was
Bill Macy.
Yes, and the late Bill Macy was the husband.
Oh, come on, Maude. What are you talking about? That's not high pitched enough. I have to practice it. If I don't practice a voice, I mean, there's no call for doing Bill Macy these days.
There is none. And all these people that I can do, they're all. That's why I have to do politicians all the time. And but that's okay, because, you know, they're fun to do. Bernie's the easiest one.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
All right. My favorite episode of Aqua Teen Hunger. You remember the season when they went on the show? They went on it at all. And they did these wacky, it was mostly Carl. You remember that?
Yeah. Yes, Bernie.
I'm not sure if this is that season, but Carl and the great, very funny, talented Larry Miller has a hair system because he's got a gambling problem. And they got this van, and in it, he shows Carl what his life would be if he had hair and was a decent person. And then, you know, and then Carl's able to interact with the other Carl, and he ends up destroying his life. It's very funny. And the Aqua Teens are in that one. It's not that season. It's not that season because they go to the pool, and I remember, it getting infected.
I didn't know Bernie was such a fan. Oh my gosh,
he loves anime.
He's a huge fan.
Yeah, he's a hip guy. That Bernie.
Yeah. Well, they call him Bernie because he could always roll the best joint in college.
His real name is like Sam or something.
Yeah, he can roll him one handed. Yeah.
Watch me do this.
He still sounded like that at 20 years old.
Yes. And then the other voice I like is that senator in, this has nothing to do with politics. I just like his voice. The senator from Louisiana. I'm going to read to you from Erotic Fit for a 10-year-old. As I unzipped it.
Don't eat those shrimp. You'll turn into an egg.
Don't eat the Gulf shrimp. So those are the ones. I just like the characters and stuff. But Hollywood people, I don't know anybody anymore. So I end up just having to do it. But we don't have a thing this week. We do a feature every week where I do impressions. So, and they probably said, oh, you're going to do Carl. I don't do Carl.
Oh. Can you do Meatwad?
No. I can't tense my voice like that.
Can you do the character that you voiced on the show?
Which one? You mean on that, on the teaser twos?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did a few.
Do one of them.
All movies this short? No, that's my. Are all movies this short? Not if you pay for them. that's a short movie. And then I'm Patrick Stewart, and I'm the Zenwa lawnmower. Make it so. And then I did a bunch of Al Pacino lines, and those are mostly Dan Fogler, I think. But then there's some wild lines toward the end where they're having, you know, like the candy cane is talking, and it sounds like Al Pacino. Mm-hmm. I think that one's.
Oh, okay.
But that was fun. That was a joy to do.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I remember when you were coming in, because I always listened to you on the show. I never met you, and I was such a fan of the show that, you know, I was really a fan of what you and Autumn did on the show. And I was like, oh my God, Tim Andrews is coming in. And you literally finished. That was back when you were mornings. It was like noon. And you came over, it's like 12:20, and we were in the booth just hanging out. And like, oh, that's fucking Tim Andrews. He's about to do these voices. I was so excited.
And
that you were there.
And that kind of weirded me out, because I'm like, that's Matt Malero, and I've never met him, and he's the co-creator, and I've met Dave a bunch of times, and
y'all just can get it over with.
Yeah. Oh, no. Ronnie, say it again. Where can people find you? Social media, everything.
You can find me on social media. I'm on Instagram at Ronnie V. Neely. I'm on, you can find my podcast, Dancing is Forbidden, at dancingisforbidden.com. You can find Yep at yeppodcast.com. And you can find Meat Kingdom at meatkingdom.net.
And before we get to Matt with all his socials and stuff, I want to tell you that I've been meaning to do a rewatch of King of the Hill before the new season, but, you know, I don't really have a lot of time for that. But I'm going to do a rewatch now, and I'll do it in conjunction with your podcast.
All right.
And Matt, where can people find you again?
I live at my home address is.
They can open their window and look behind the bush. There you are.
Yeah, exactly. I think on Instagram, I'm just the real Matt Malero. And then on YouTube, it's, I don't even know my YouTube thing, but mekingdom.net. And I'm on TikTok now.
Oh, nice. Like,
doing nothing, but just trying to promote stuff. But otherwise, I'm just, you know, living here in Atlanta. You can come over. I'll sign whatever.
I'll come knock on your door. Yeah. Hey, Radio Labyrinth has sponsors. In fact, we have two delightful sponsors I'd like to tell you about right now. The first one being our longest sponsor, Atlanta Pizza in Euro in Conyers, proudly serving the East Metro Atlanta area for over 40 years. Atlanta Pizza in Euro is the place to be, proudly serving you the best pizza and euros in the city. They're the place to be this fall. They have a huge selection of local Georgia and Southeast craft beers on tap, as well as many others available in bottles and cans. Their featured selection for fall is Scofflaw Brewing's Oktoberfest. Come out and enjoy a tasty ice-cold brew and some fantastic food made fresh to order. And I can attest to that. Their food is amazing. I'm talking about some of the best gyros, pizzas, hot subs, and Greek and Italian specialties around. Stop by Monday through Friday from 11 to 9 p.m. and Saturdays from noon to 9 p.m. And they are closed on Sundays. Tuesday nights, they have team trivia, and that's always fun, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Their food truck is also available. So if you're interested, call Mike at 770-483-6228 for more details or to schedule your private or corporate event. And Mike says, thanks for listening to the best podcast around. Thank you, Mike. And for all your business and continued support. We're also brought to you by LDI Repro Printing. Do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Sure, we all do. Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens, Georgia since 2005, which, if you're like me and good at math, is 20 years. With fast turnaround and affordable prices, call 706-316-9366, or you can email them at athens@ldiline.com.
Guys, are you reading the online comments?
Gotta read some of these comments.
I'm loving your guys' comments.
You're reading your own comments?
Yeah, they're really good. I worked hard on them.
The secret is, don't read the comment card.
I want to, we have YouTube comments. We've had a stretch now of guests. Do you know Dan Pasternak?
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah, back in Super Deluxe. He was in the building with us.
We had him on last week. It was a great time. He's doing moderation and for Airplane, that made a whole bunch of movies, but he's going out with Airplane first with David Zucker and with Robert Hayes.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I knew Dan, yeah, for a couple years over there.
Well, here's some reactions on, by the way, we love your comments on YouTube. I'm sure you guys get comments on Meat Kingdom. Christian says, Stryker went to my high school. He graduated in the 60s with my buddy's mom. I graduated in 91. That's pretty cool. And Roby Neely says, Fridays is on Amazon Prime, Tim, you idiot, for only remembering three cast members. I added the idiot part. Ronnie, are you related to Roby?
It sounds like I am. I might have to reach out.
Are you really Roby, but you dress like an older guy with a kit?
Yeah, that's my online persona. It's where I leave all my comments where I call people idiot on that account.
He wouldn't dare call me. Well, yeah, he would. Hey, let's do some plugs and our producer shout outs. If you'd like to support Radio Labyrinth, you could go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. This is the final week when we're not doing an after show. We'll get back to doing the after show next week. We do a live after show on strictly for Cameo for Patreon members. So go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. And sign up at any level. But if you sign up at the $25 a month level, you get a T-shirt and all the other stuff, and you get credited as an executive producer. So right now I want to thank The Walkman. I just like that.
Ooh.
John Allen, Matt Carter, Chris Chandler, Mike D, Jim Fortner, Roby Neely, Jeff Peterson, Tim Slayton, and Brian and Chelsea Smith. So thank you that we finally get to see you in person, Ronnie/Roby, for your donations all these years.
Yeah, happy to do it, man. I think I'm going to start giving you 7 times as much. I'm just feeling generous today.
Oh, all right. Please remember, if you're watching this on YouTube, please subscribe. If you made it this far and you don't know how to do all that stuff, you can subscribe. And you could turn on your alerts. Turn on those alerts. That's very important according to YouTube's ridiculous algorithms. Turn it on and comment, interact with each other, fight. If you want to argue with each other in the comments, that would be so awesome, because that means we get, if people are fighting and talking about, you know, politics and stuff, we're never going to read it, but it'll be good because YouTube will go, oh, this is something like Rogan where people fight, push it up.
Yeah.
Push it out. I mean, listen. The reason Meat Kingdom is doing so well is because of all the arguments in the chat.
Yeah, me and Matt fight over the episode.
Yeah.
Say who was funnier in it.
Yeah, yeah. And it's so political. I mean, like, you know, it's like bovine politics is really insane.
That's what you thought American politics was crazy.
Yeah.
Are the ribs from the left side tastier than the ribs from the right side?
Don't even get us started, Jeff.
Don't get us going. Do not
We're wrapping
get us
up
going.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We normally do staff picks and everything on the show. We're not going to do them this week. But Jeff's is The Harlan Highway, which is Harlan Williams' podcast. His guest this week is Erica Rhodes. She's very funny. But the theme song changes every week. And this week he used mine. I got an email from him last week. Very short one that said, hey, Tim, I liked your AI song that you submitted for my theme song. So we're going to use it soon. And that made me very happy. And
yeah, that was a great song. And they did a little animation.
Yeah. It was a dumb song. It wasn't even a minute long, but yeah, it ended up being funny. And he used it. So I don't know. Do you get anything for that? Do I get a shirt? I don't care if I get anything. I don't care. You know why I don't care? Because I have a can of Aqua Teen Hunger Force beer that I'm never on my shelf at home. And we got to talk to two really cool people. So Ronnie Neely and Matt Malero, thanks for coming on Radio Labyrinth.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Oh, yeah, keep it canon.
Yeah, keep it canon.
What do you say? All good things come to an end.
What's that got to do with this show?
Lost in the radio.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.